Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst, joins us as he does every week. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can build your Kia your way. Learn how at jimelliskia.com. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How could we not? How about the Bravos this weekend? A lot of fun to watch.
Hey, John, I got to jump in here real quick and tell you guys a quick story. So I moved to Atlanta in 1986, come from Pittsburgh, used to teams winning. Falcons start out 5-1. I got Falcon fever. Over the winter, I start dating a young lady. She goes to aerobics classes all winter. In the spring, early summer, she goes, hey, me and the girls from the aerobics class, we want to go see a Braves game. So they buy a bunch of tickets for one of those businessman specials, the middle of the week noon game. 8 of us go down there. Who's in the group? Dave Archer. I am starstruck. So we go, and we get decent seats. It's a lower level because it's 1987, and you can sit anywhere you want at a Braves game in 1987. And next thing you know, because we're all a bunch of sneakers, we're like, hey, let's try to get down to the front row. There's nobody sitting in front of us. So we go walking down to the front row right behind home plate, and the usher comes up and goes, excuse me, can I see your tickets? Are you supposed to be here? I said, that's David Archer, the quarterback of the Falcons. He goes, enjoy the game. I got to sit in the front row because of Dave Archer. That's all I'm saying right there.
That's a classic, man. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? That
was
fun.
And the Cardinals won. I know you were happy. But we're all Braves fans
now.
Oh,
yeah. No. I grew up a Cardinals fan. That was one of the reasons I was there. But it didn't hurt when the Braves won. It certainly didn't hurt this weekend when they won. That's a great one, man. I'd forgotten about that. I appreciate the memory.
Oh, it was one of my favorite memories of moving here.
Jerome, did you marry her? I mean,
come on, John.
Okay, just check it.
Stop. That's 1987.
Yeah, okay, all right. We all went through CNN marriages. I went through two. Dave, so tell me about the Falcons this bye week. I know it was an early bye week, but productive, you think? I mean, the team used this to its advantage?
Well, I would think that, yeah, any team's going to try to get healthy. I mean, certainly the Braves are not one of these teams that hasn't had injuries, so they've had guys go down. Some guys are not going to be back even with the bye week, but you will get a couple players back. Be interesting to see what happens with Ridley. Obviously, it's a little bit of a strained situation. They're a different situation there. It looks like Gage will probably be ready to go, the receivers. But you liked what you looked like last Sunday when you didn't have all those players in. But it's a little bit early for a bye week, guys. You know, you'd like to recharge your battery about midseason, you know, week 8, week 9. Hey, you take it when you get it. You got it in week 6 of the season. So you try to recharge and get ready for this long stretch down the back.
I've always hated the early bye weeks. You need them late when you're all banged up. But it is what it is, and you don't make the schedule. So because of all these injuries, we finally got to see Kyle Pitts have a breakout game. Are we going to see him featured more in the offense going forward? Because this young player is obviously going to be a star.
Yeah, no question about it. He certainly looked like a guy that was comfortable. And I think that the big part about it, Jerome, is the fact that, you know, he's been trying to learn so much. When he lines up outside the numbers or in the slot or if he's off the ball tight or on the ball tight, those are all different formations and all different calls that he's having to look for and learn. That's the call in the huddle. Then if you change the play at the line of scrimmage, there's another set of circumstances he's got to be able to absorb as well. So I've been saying it for a number of weeks. He's been drinking through a fire hose trying to absorb this offense. last Sunday was the first time, I said a week ago Sunday, was the first time he looked like he was just playing football. And you could see the skill set. You're exactly right. The guy is the star to making. Just got to put him in position to make plays. But then he's also got to be able to turn his athleticism loose and just play free. I thought that two Sundays ago, was as free as I've seen him play so far. And I think that that's just an omen for teams down the road that this is what this guy can be. Let's hope that that's what you get the rest of the way. But certainly there are going to be things, nuances, you're going to change each week. And all players have to absorb new parts of the game plan. But I really like where he is right now, and I think there's no question that they'll continue to try to get him the rock.
Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, brought to you by JimEllisKia.com. Dave, when we saw the Falcons, or at least saw the videos that came out of the practice with the Miami Dolphins in the preseason, and then watched that preseason game where the Dolphins just kind of worked us a little bit, I wouldn't have told you the Dolphins were going to be 1-5 and losing to the Jaguars and reeling the way they are. What do you make of the Dolphins right now?
Well, a little bit of flux at quarterback. Of course, Tua started the first couple of games, then Tua got hurt, and Jacoby Brissett took over. It is a little bit of it's a new system for them offensively, so they're trying to absorb what they're doing. They've gone to the short passing attack. I thought they looked really good, especially that opening drive against Jacksonville where they ate up almost 8 minutes off the clock. Tua, I think, went, 9 of 10 in the drive. Looked a lot like our preseason game, quite frankly. If you go back and look at that preseason game, Tua looked really sharp, throwing the short passes. They've got some really good players now. Jaylen Waddle can go get it. Gesicki, the tight end, is an outstanding player. Miles Gaskin, they found a way to work him in. The former running back at Washington is now Washington Huskies in college. He's a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. So it's a short passing attack. They like to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. It'll be a bit of a test. Atlanta didn't handle it well when we went down there during the game. But as you said, during practice, Atlanta had some good days against that defense. They've got a group up front that can rush you some. They want to blitz. They want to show you different looks in the secondary where they bring four. Sometimes they bring six. So it'll be some adjustment, a lot of film study. But I expect Atlanta to play well in this game.
David, I don't want to be one of those guys, oh my goodness, after week six, saying the next game is a must win. But after what happened against the Washington football team, and look, they're playing for a wild card because of what Tampa Bay does. How important is a win? I know every single Sunday is an important game. I understand that. I don't want to use the old cliche, but this is almost a must win because of it is there for the taking.
Well, I think anytime, Jerome, you got some games that you feel like you're as good as or better than the team you're playing, got to find a way to win those games. We let one get away here in our building about 2 weeks ago against Washington. So you can't allow one to get on the road. This will not be an easy game. I think Miami will play well. I thought they played well against Jacksonville. Give Jacksonville credit for playing well in the second half. I thought Miami outplayed them in the first half. So as you guys know, the NFL is usually about one possession at the end of the game or a couple possessions at the end of games. Just keep yourself in position to win the football game on the road. I think Atlanta will do that. I'm expecting a solid performance. But, yeah, I don't know the must-win thing. I hear what you're saying about that. Obviously, the must-wins are whether you eliminate you from the playoffs or keeps you in the playoffs. Could you say that about a game that's in week seven, essentially your sixth game of the year? I guess you could, based on the way the schedule looks in the back half with how the teams are stacking up that you're going to have to play down the stretch. But you don't know what those teams are going to look like in week 13 or week 14 either. So I think the most important game is a lot like players say. That's the next one in your schedule. So this is the most important game on our schedule right now.
Dave Archer joining us this morning. Dave, go back through your playing days and your – you know, from Iowa State and even in, you know, when you were back in Idaho and, of course, through your years with the Falcons and everything that you went through in terms of your professional career, and apply it to the Braves at the moment. The Braves have had three straight at last at bat, two straight walk-offs wins in the postseason against teams that were, you know, in theory better than them. Is when you got something special, does a team know it's got something special, or are they just riding a high at the moment, or is there something larger here for them?
No, I think that there's some value to that, John. I think that anytime you a lot of it has to do with confidence and just your feeling that you're going to be able to get it done. And you have to be able to have gotten it done to have that feeling, right? And so the Braves, the last couple of games, have been able to feel that way. They did it during the regular season. But you got to make it happen when it's the most important, and they've done that the last two games out. So when I look back on games, finding a way to win games at the end, what it does is it provides you that confidence. When you get late in games, the anxiety doesn't start to set place. Oh, no, we're done. You feel like you're going to be able to get it done. And I think that that's what frees up the athlete. I think that guys get tight down the stretch because they haven't been there or haven't done it, haven't been able to accomplish it, finish the job. And Atlanta now, the Braves now, will go out to L.A. with that feeling, we can do this. We've done it before. They've been able to finish. That's what players are looking for. They want to be free and play free. I talk about Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts will step on the field this week and get ready to play. He's going to be a lot freer player. A lot of the anxieties that he didn't know about in games have been alleviated. He put those away. Hey, I belong at this level. I can make plays at this level. And that's what that is. And if that's the special feeling, I think it's a special feeling you're talking about. There's obviously the camaraderie of the team and all that. But the Braves be doing with their best player on the bench and not able to play is incredible. And what that is just confidence of guys saying, hey, I can get it done. I'm the guy. Put me in. I want to be the guy that's at the plate with the final at bat.
Dave, as always, look forward to it. Let's get a win in Miami and get back to 500 and get this Falcons rolling in their air quote second half of the season. Thanks much.
Great to be with you guys. Y'all take care. Joel, nice talking to you, buddy.
All right, Dave. If there's a lesson to be learned here, you want to sit in the front row, you hang out with Dave Archer. He's always got the good seats.
He's in front
Y'all
row.
Be good. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.